It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May connecting with Kendrick Bourne. The first Patriots touchdown of the game, the first touchdown period of the game, came in the first quarter, broke the scoring, was the only score in the entire first quarter. And then the second quarter started, and things kind of got off the rails there a little bit. Some turnovers again for May this week. However, it was, I think, his best game. I know you think it was his best game so far. It wasn't a perfect game. He hasn't played a perfect game yet, or even one of those "oh my God, wow" kind of get. Like, right, we're still sort of waiting for that one, aren't we? Aren't we waiting for that with him? I wouldn't call that what we saw yesterday one of those "oh my God" kind of games. But it was a solid game. It was a solid performance.
I thought we were off to the start for potentially one of those wow games.
I thought he was
borderline perfect early.
Yeah.
Other than the slant to Booty that he dropped, and then that deep ball that Booty, I thought, continues to not be aggressive enough to go after the football. Other than that, his accuracy in the beginning portions of that game was phenomenal.
It was. It was very good. And it was something that jumped out to me in particular because I would criticizing him for his short passes and sort of seeing the ball and seeing the receivers in the short field, putting the touch on it. I know he whipped that one to Booty, so maybe that's not a great example. But in general, I thought he was very accurate.
Catch the ball.
Sure, and he should have caught it, of course. But in general, I thought he was accurate. I thought he had good touch on the ball, and I thought that he was doing a good job of sort of spreading it around. There's something to be said about the conservative play calls when they get into the red zone or the red area or when they just cross the 50. I think that there was a lot of instances where if you gave Drake May some truth serum, and we'll be speaking to him here shortly, he's supposed to be coming in any minute now, but if you gave him some truth serum, he'd probably say, hey, you know what, yeah, I would have liked to have taken a shot there. You can tell he likes taking shots. You can tell at the end of these games he likes taking these shots. He likes going deep. He likes going down the field, sometimes to disadvantage when the receivers aren't on the same page as him or aren't able to make a play to try and break it up. But he'll take those shots. You can tell it's something that he's got in his repertoire. And I think in general, that was the type of game that is going to keep his trajectory going up. I don't think that it's peaked or anything. And I still think there's a lot of room for him to grow and mistakes for him to grow out of. But in general, that's what you're looking for. This is what you're looking for in a rookie quarterback.
Well, I think we've gotten the middling Drake May, quite honestly. I don't think we've had the truly elite performance. I also don't think we've had the, oh boy, is he a rookie today kind of performance where you have three picks or, you know, just looking sort of overwhelmed by the situation.
You get both of those in all of his games, though. You know,
like bits
over the course of a game, you'll see, oh my God, kind of throws, and what is this guy doing kind of throws, but it's never all one or all the other. It's like a good,
and I think that's good, right?
It is, right?
Like,
yeah.
If you can sprinkle those in throughout as he learns and as he takes advantage of opportunities, but also, oop, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that again if I get that. If you can do that in these performances that are, you know, 270 yards, a touchdown, an interception, a fumble, like kind of spreading it out, that gives your team a chance to win, right? That keeps you more in ball games rather than one of those days where it's just like, if he's bad, they're bad, and it just gets away from him. And I thought early on he looked as calm as he's looked. Now, it helps when you are being efficient and guys are getting open and you're hitting them in stride, but I don't think he ran the ball. Did he run the ball at all in the first half? Not in the first quarter.
He was
very much a pocket passer.
He had three rushes in the whole game.
Right, and those were effective and productive, and I thought, you know, heady, but he had another one of those that I love where he steps up, and I think in the first or second start, he's off. He's running.
Yep.
This time, you know, another one like Henry last week, he steps up, and then that little flick. And those are the smart plays that, A, will move chains, like take the yardage that's available, but also will limit the hits on him. Because if you're stepping up and running in the middle of the field, you're getting hit. If you're running on the edges, out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of control it. The guys are coming from one direction. So I thought he looked as calm running the offense early in that game as he has at any point. And I'll give Alex Van Pelt credit. I thought they mixed it up pretty well early. There was some run pass, and again, guys were getting open, so that helps keep the efficiency of the offense moving. But that might have been as good as this offense has looked in years, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Against a team that, I have to be honest, I thought their defensive front might own the day, so it probably starts with the offensive line. They had the strip sack on the game. I would run games nonstop if I was a defensive coordinator, because they continue to have issues in, you know, whatever their calls are and their techniques and passing guys off and switching. Mm-hmm. They get confused a lot. But I thought the offensive line was competitive for who they are in a matchup that I think very much favored the other team.
Yeah, I thought the offensive line was a lot better than the defensive line. The defensive line got manhandled in
the
that
defense
game.
Stunk.
And we have a lot to say about the defense, which we'll certainly get to. May had an interesting quote after the game. They asked him about how he's getting better each week, and he talked about scrambling to be a passer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting because he's good at scrambling. I mean, we talked about it. He's got the most, or at a time, there was a time when he had the most yards rushing out of any quarterback in the league since he started, since he got his first start. And in this game, he was moving around, but it was behind the line of scrimmage. He was trying to let his receivers get open a little bit longer, to mixed results. I think that some of these guys, you can let them run around all day. They're not going to get open. It's just the way it is. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he did talk about that. He mentioned it. I wouldn't be shocked if that was something that they emphasized. I also was a little surprised in the short yardage situations. You know, I know they said 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, Mayo was like, yeah, I know, he just came out of concussion protocol. We're not going to do any designed runs. Okay, well, it's been a couple weeks now. That's an effective thing and an effective part of his game. And I'm not saying do it every down or anything like that, but catch him off guard, you know, go around, like bootleg and then just take off. Like, it seems to me that they are going out of their way to sort of squash that and take it away and not have it be something that's going to be part of the offense. And just in general, I don't like giving the other team that kind of information. Like, he's not going to run. Don't worry about it. He already said that they're not going to do any design runs for him. We don't have to worry about this, even though he's a weapon in that regard.
So I agree with you. Like, for example, fourth and goal from the two. We saw it in the preseason. He ran the zone read, and he walked in and finger rolled the touchdown.
I was thinking, like, that was what was going to happen.
Legit opportunity.
I was sitting there going, he's going to run this one in.
And I also think, adjust as the game goes on. Yeah, if he scrambles five times in the first quarter, say, okay, maybe today's not a day where we're going to have designed runs. But if he plays a clean first quarter, he's not running.
Right.
He's running well. He's got a couple runs, but they're just out of bounds after the marker. To me, that's where I think you open that up. So I thought yesterday was interesting. Drake May played well. And the two guys that he's most compared to, Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. Josh Allen won a game on a 25-yard amazing touchdown run.
That was ridiculous.
And then I watched Sunday Night Football.
Lost some money on that.
And Justin Herbert was running as well as maybe I've ever seen Justin Herbert run. And after one of those, so he ran a bunch of times. He was over 50 yards rushing like in the first half. Mm-hmm. After one of those, they then call a zone read. He keeps it. He gets blown up, admittedly, so it didn't end up being a great call. But I'm like, wait, he's like a $250 million quarterback who's running all over the field. Mm-hmm. He's getting hit, and he can have his own read. He can have designed runs as part of his game. So I think they need to open up that discussion. I agreed with the tenor of the plan to not – when he was running – remember there were times it was like 8-9 scrambles, and it's like, okay, I don't know that I need to add runs and all of a sudden get him up to 12 carries for whatever. But a day like yesterday when he's in the pocket, the line's doing a pretty good job, he's making good decisions, and you get in short yardage situations – why not? It's a weapon. Utilize it. And I'm guessing he'd want to. He's a competitor. He's an athlete. I think he likes being able to run and show off different parts of his game. So
yeah, it's worked for him this year.
Absolutely.
It's
yesterday was the first time legitimately it hindered them to not run him.
Yeah, I thought scrambling to be a passer.
Yeah, but it's also okay to be running to be a runner kind of thing.
Like, yeah,
that's why you have these quarterbacks. That's why you have Josh Allen. That's why you have Justin Herbert. Okay, we don't have Jacoby Brissett anymore, right? Jacoby Brissett has limitations. I'm not looking for designed runs. But when you have a weapon, you have to use it. It's a little bit like the Marcus Jones thing. I love that they brought him to offense yesterday. Mm-hmm. You have a guy that's a weapon. You need as many weapons and playmakers as possible. Utilize every resource you have as a football team, because I think we all agree you have limited resources.
Yep.
You got to be smart with what you have. So, yeah, I would have liked to have seen him be a more designed runner yesterday at times, especially the perfect opportunity was the 4th-and-2. Yep. We've seen it before. And even if it fails, you've planted a seed. Now you have the defense at least prepping for that game.
Needing to respect it at the very least.
Absolutely.
Right? Yes, and that can open up other stuff.
Absolutely.
Again, I mean, listen, no one needs to explain to anybody how to call offense here or anything, but I just think it's weird to take away any element of your offense,
when you're
especially
limited.
When it's something that works.
And when
the rest of your
limited.
Offense blows. Yeah,
like
that's the problem.
Ramondre Stevenson, I mean, you're putting it a little harshly, but Ramondre Stevenson's rushing for 3.7 yards per carry yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have a running back who is like Saquon or Henry having this career year, and then weapons that are like, well, that guy's got 10 touchdowns, and that guy's got to, like, we don't need to rush the quarterback. No, you're limited with what you can do offensively, even on a good day. Yesterday was a good day.
Yep.
And you're limited. I think you need to open up all your options.
Yep, I agree with that. I thought in the beginning of the game, we already sort of mentioned this, but he had a couple of throws that were breathtaking. That jump pass to Henry was ridiculous. Like, he had a couple of throws where it didn't even look like he was square to get the ball out. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're picking up a first down.
The little,
that little sidearm
throw. I think Verse was pressuring him, and he just kind of went around Verse, and it led to one of those, like, Mahomes gets credit for every single one of those throws ever. Even though he's not the only quarterback that's ever thrown sidearm or different angles, but it turned into one of those baseball discussions and it's so fun to watch. And again, sometimes I look at those and I go, "Ooh, the guy freaked out." That to me just looked like this is how I play. You know, like very cool, calm,
right.
Collected. He assesses the situation.
Not like he just did a magic trick or something.
No,
like,
this is
just how I
throw,
it's right,
just
yeah.
like. You know, the best opportunity here isn't to go over the top and try to beat the guy. Then it'll get batted. I tried that before. It didn't work out. Oh, yeah, he seems like if I just go like this, it'll be fine. Like I'm turning a double play up the middle. And that's where I think you're seeing the growth and the evolution of just – I think he's realized the speed of the game, the style of the game isn't too much for him. And that's like a big first step. Like, yeah, I can compete. None of this is weird to me. I'm just being an athlete, and I think that's huge.
Yep, absolutely. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.